You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily was talking to us off the air yesterday about a guy who was, I don't know that he was necessarily coming on to you, but sort of coming on to you.
I think he was. I think he was barking up my tree.
He was laying the Mac down, as they say.
So over the weekend was at an event and was hanging out with a whole bunch of people that I didn't know. So we were all just, you know, shooting the breeze, getting to know each other. And the whole fireman relationship aside, this guy asked for my number. And I was like, no. And the reason why is because in the whole getting to know you, shooting the breeze part of the evening, he had revealed to me his living situation.
Oh.
A 30-year-old guy, you know, employed, you know, nice human. Living, he owns a house. He's a homeowner. Ooh, that's a plus. He lives with his ex-girlfriend. Okay, that's a little awkward. Of 2 years. Baby mama.
Uh-oh.
Five-month-old baby also at home.
So he's got his ex and a baby.
He lives with his ex-baby mama and their five-month-old.
And he wants to date you.
And he asked for my number.
Poor guy.
And I said, dude,
so
no.
Did you say yes?
No.
Oh.
Boy, bye.
You said, dude, no.
No.
Dude, no.
Dude, no.
No. And I like, and as I was like saying it out loud, I'm like, do you hear the situation?
The guy's just looking for love, Emily.
Why? No.
He might
In
be the greatest
the
guy you
places.
Ever meet.
Not going to happen.
Poor guy.
No.
He's taking care. He's being a great father, it sounds like.
Do you ever say things out loud and then you're like,
he's a good father.
Is this really my life right now? Like, would you, if you guys were in that situation, would you be barking up redheads' trees?
Nah, I like blondes.
I'd have to know the exact situation.
I mean, if it's two levels and, I mean, maybe they're upstairs and he's got the...
It's a 5-month-old.
You live with your mom.
No, I don't.
Maybe he should have rethought the situation.
Knowing that your mom's in the basement.
Thank God he got out of that one.
He's like,
right.
Maybe he's like, dude, no.
You're right.
If he broke up with the baby mama, say when she was like 3 months along... Right?
Right.
So then there was another 6 months before the baby was born, and now it's been almost another. So it's been practically a year since he's been officially broken up with her.
Actually, it's been 3 months.
Well, then.
Oh, well. So you know that information, too.
Yeah.
How long
Dude, no! See? You can say it with me. It feels so good.
Are there other situations where women who listen to this show have uttered those words?
Oh, there has to be.
Oh,
dude, no.
There's a lot of tools out there.
Yeah, and we're not talking about saying no in that respect. We're talking about just
no. In general.
Yeah, just in general. I'm not interested in you. Mm-hmm. What was it about the guy?
And then you went back to your lady friends and was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm laying with this guy.
This guy.
Which one is it? That one right
over
there.
Got a baby mama.
No. Here's Carrie on the phone. Hey, Carrie.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, it's a pretty good day so far. I think it's only going to get better. What do you have for me?
Well, there was a perfectly nice guy who asked me out, but I had to say, dude, no.
Why?
His last name was Massengill.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Like the product.
The feminine product.
I got to tell you something. Yeah.
Well,
I got to tell you something. I used to work with a guy at a radio station years ago, and that was his last name.
Okay.
And he wanted to ask my sister out.
Well, it's a family name.
Well, you know, it's
clean.
And I remember telling my sister, I said, there's a guy I work with. She goes, what's his name? And I told her, and she was kind of just like you, Carrie. She was like, well.
No.
That's a shame.
You would have gotten used
to it.
That
happened.
Yeah, listen, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a fun day, Carrie.
Thanks, you too.
At least it wasn't like Tampon or anything, you know, like as my
friend
John.
A lot of people,
my friend John Tampon.
There might be a lot of people who don't know that reference.
Not at all.
It's Tapon, Jeremy.
Tapon. That's Tapon. Right. It's fancier.
Here's Brianna. Hi, Brianna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. What can you share with us?
So I have like the perfect dude no. My husband and I were at the bar, and there were two gentlemen sitting outside talking to us and telling us where they were from and who they were, and we were saying hi to them, and my husband was playing in a poker tournament. And he went inside to go play, and one of the gentlemen came up to me and was like, so can I get your number? Can I talk to you? And it was like, dude, no, I'm with my husband. So I excused myself, and I went inside and sat behind my husband, who was playing poker.
Yeah.
And the gentleman came inside and proceeded to sit next to me and asked if he could buy me a drink, and again, if he could get my number and talk to me and maybe proceed from there. And it was like, my husband is sitting right here. Are you serious?
Maybe he got the impression that you were like swingers or something. Yeah. Maybe there was something you guys said.
Just couldn't get the hint.
But yeah.
That's funny.
Dude.
No.
Brianna, have a great day. Thanks for calling, okay?
You also, thanks.
Bye.
My name is no. My number is no.
Here's Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. What can you tell me?
I'm doing well. I went on a first date with a guy I knew from high school after a long relationship, and he had said he made a mix CD, and every song on that CD was about getting married, and he kept telling me how much he thought of me while making the CD.
Oh, it was kind of sweet, like making a mix CD for the first date up until the content.
It was just so hard, and he knew I was out of a long relationship, not even divorced yet.
Well,
and he wanted to marry
me. That's a bummer. Well,
do you remember one of the songs that was on there?
The Bruno Mars.
Girl, I want to
marry
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a
Well,
biggie.
Every time you hear us play it on Mix 100, you can think of him, okay?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Have a great day, Alicia.
You too, thanks.
Thanks. Next up is Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
All right, so you got a dude no story.
Well, actually, I was calling because I originally thought you guys were talking to me because I am a baby mama that has my ex living
in
my house. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Did he ask Emily out?
Well, it sounds like it might not be the same guy. So apparently there's more of us out there.
Oh,
okay,
no.
So you are living with your ex, and together you two have a child. How's that working out?
Oh, I am about ready to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that sucks.
Imagine.
Is he bringing a lot of dates home or anything? Or?
Oh, God.
No, he doesn't, thank God. That would be... Mm-hmm. But
that'd be rough.
The thing is, I live with my fiancé. I have other children, including a five-month-old.
Wait, so you live with your ex and your current fiancé and
yes.
And a lot
children.
Of children.
What?
And more children and my fiancé's mom.
Wait a minute. Is
How big is your house?
Is this a commune?
Basically. But it's not.
It sounds like a commune going on over there.
Holy cow.
Well,
the market, the real estate market's tough right
sure,
now. Everybody's
exactly.
moving
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, as long as everybody's pitching
okay,
in. And
it's not that bad.
Tell me you have more than one bathroom in that house, though.
As long as everybody chips in and cleans up, you know, and picks the place up.
What a mess. How are you going to get out of this situation?
Yeah, what are you going to do, Amy?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm honestly looking at leaving. And
oh, boy.
Leaving your fiancé as well?
Yeah, are you going to ditch your fiancé?
Leaving him, too?
Yeah. So
what did he do wrong?
Well, he is allowing my ex to live here.
You want him to throw your ex out?
Yeah, and I've already told my ex he had to leave because the agreement was we moved from out of state and we relocated last year.
Yeah.
So the deal was for my ex to agree to let me take my kid out of state was that he would move with us and he could stay here for 3 months rent-free.
So what's he doing?
It's
is he just
over a year
he's
now?
Just mooching. He's a big mooch.
Does he? He doesn't even pay rent still.
He does pay rent now, but he didn't the first 6 months. And I told him after 6 months, okay, time to go, pack your bags, find someplace else.
Well, why isn't he leaving?
You know, because I was pregnant.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm with child.
I feel like this is daytime television all of a sudden.
This is a mess.
Exactly. And my fiance told him, as long as you're paying rent, you can stay as long as you want. Well, of course, rent for a bedroom at our house is a hell of a lot cheaper than anywhere.
What are you charging
you know?
Him?
Yeah, I got to know. What is he paying for that room?
He pays you know what? I'm not sure. Like it's about $550. I don't know. It's like $540
or
$580.
That's a pretty good chunk to have somebody
for
rent out
room.
A room.
Right.
That's like a decent car payment.
Good room.
Well,
Girl, bye.
Here's what I wish, Amy. I wish that this ex was the guy who had asked out Emily, because then you could have brought, Emily and her mother into this household situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have brought Kramer.
It would have been perfect.
Firefighters. Yeah.
Listen, I wish you the best of luck. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye.
Man, it's a big world out there.
You need like a flow chart to keep her relationship straight.
You know, I say it all the time. I'm going to say it again. When you're at an intersection and you're stopped at a red light and you look over at the car next to you, these are the kind of stories that are going on with people all around you. Look at the person in the car next to you right now if you're in a car. Look at that person.
They're living with nine people.
They could be exactly in that kind of situation.
And four of those nine, are their exes?
I'd still date her. She sounded hot.
She sounded really pretty.
She was pretty enough.
She sounded like a blonde.
I'd dive in.
Sure. Here's Liz. Good morning, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
How did you like that last story? Was that as entertaining for you as it was for us?
Oh, it was highly entertaining, but I don't think I could do it personally.
No, he's got to go.
Yeah,
get him out. So, what's your dude no story?
Well, I had gone to a bar in downtown Denver with a couple of friends, and this guy comes over to me and he's just like, "Hey, how are you doing? Can I get you a drink?" And I'm like, "No, I'm good with just the one." He's like, "Well, you know, I make six figures. I can totally buy you a drink." I'm like, "No, really, I'm good. I don't need another drink." He's like, "Well, come on. You just don't want a drink from a guy who makes six figures?
Six figures.
I'm here for a convention for programmers.
Looking for a little one-night stand.
Yeah, it would be. Programmer.
Well, that was the first part. But then he goes on to say that, you know, I make all this money, and I'm going to have to pay child support for my three kids. And come to think of it, I don't even know their names or their ages. But, you know, why would you have to remember that when you can write it down?
What a creeper.
It sounds to me like this was a joke. It sounds to me like he was trying to make the most outrageous story he could just to get some sort of reaction out of you.
Yeah, well, his reaction was, "I walked away."
Good for you. Listen, thanks for calling, Liz. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
Okay. "Hey, I make six figures."
He uses the same pickup line you do.
"Can I buy you a drink?"
You lead with that, really?
Six figures, but where's the decimal point? That's what I want.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.